All right, Mike, listen, are you or are you not ready for tomorrow? I know you're not ready for tomorrow.
No, I've never done anything like it. And be careful what you wish for. I wanted to do this. I still want to do this. I'm excited about it. But I'm nervous.
Tomorrow night.
I'm nervous. It's you know why I'm nervous? I'm nervous because
the ape man.
A lot around it.
Radio's number one aper, Mike O'Mara, my best buddy, will sing the national anthem tomorrow night, Saturday night, July 29, at G. Dick Fitzner Stadium in Woodbridge, Virginia, as the Potomac Nationals take on the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
All right. We might get a couple of hats.
The game's at 7:05. Baseball fever. Catch it.
I'm very, very excited. But the pressure is enhanced. It would not, you know, I don't care how many people are going to be at the game. The pressure is there because we have everyone from our crew going.
And we're going to be recording it. Robbie, yeah. I think, aren't we getting a feed right from their soundboard?
Yeah, it'll be pristine.
Oh, perfect.
And then we'll play it on Monday's show. Come on.
I mean, I'll do it. I'm going to be
You're
fine.
A good singer, Captain.
And I'm not
Hook.
Going out tonight. I'm staying in tonight. So I'm going to be in good voice tomorrow. I'll be able to. I won't have the Wednesday night appearance voice that would really. I don't think I could have done it if I had to do it yesterday at like noon.
All right. So how
it
are you?
It wouldn't have worked.
Are you going to do it?
I'm doing Robert Merrill. I'm doing the, not like phony opera guy, but I'm doing kind of like the, you know, I'll give you the very first part.
Okay.
Oh, say. It's not going to be the, because I'm not like a singer.
Is that the
so
lowest
I'm going to do
note?
The phony.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm
just
not going to do
it. Start. Just give
oh,
it a start.
Oh, say, can
stand,
you?
No, stand up okay. like you're going to have to stand up at the
can
game.
I'll give as much as you want, because I could use the pressure off to rehearse it a little
bit. Let's hear some of it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? There, that's Beautiful. The style Beautiful. I'm going to do it in. Because I'm not going to do the... I can't... The other way is, to me, I to know me it that, sounds like I'm jive doing it. Doing it jive is the only way I really know how to do it.
It sounds like Santa Claus.
Oh, see, can you see...
But just do it in your regular voice.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light,
that's nice.
What
that.
So
like that.
Proudly we
that's
hailed
real nice.
See, at not, the I, twilight's last gleaming.
I'm not BSing you.
You know what? I might at the last minute do it that way
it
anyway. So I'm going to do it the regular way. I'll do it the way you said. I'll
it
do
seems
it.
More relaxed, fun. And maybe that'll help you.
May I offer one piece of advice?
What?
Don't pay attention to the speakers when they start playing your voice back at you a half a
There's
second later.
A delay.
The delay will mess
I don't
with
think
your
it's
head.
That big a stadium.
It's still going to mess with your head.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as like if you did it at a really massive stadium. I think it's going to be...
Just remain focused okay. on the moment.
And the Rockets.
Rockets. Ready.
Do you know all the words?
Yeah. I was practicing in the car. I was practicing in the car. That's where
Good
I'm doing all my practice. Anybody that was passing me
How
in the
loud?
Car. Huh?
How loud?
Full. Full
really?
Loud.
Cool.
You know, full
Good.
Loud over the air conditioner. You know, oh, say. And the only thing I was going to do at the end was I can't, I might try the double note.
Oh, really?
Home of the.
For, or the land of the free.
Wow.
And the home of the brave. But I don't think I'm going to do that because if you F that up, it's very embarrassing.
Not good.
And I think also that's unless you're like a professional singer, that's jive to do that. So I don't want to do it.
Well, you're
a
DJ at a minor league baseball game. I think you can do it any way you want to do it.
But I will do it the way you suggest, which is kind of a, say, can you see?
That sounded more natural.
That is more natural.
Yeah.
But there's a
I kind of wanted to do the, oh, say,
sure. Well, I mean, if you want to, knock yourself out.
See, Johnny Constantino.
He's a nice boy.
And of course, then what I was really, which I could not do, because as Roseanne demonstrated, when you do this with the national anthem, you cause major controversy. But I was so tempted to get there and go, oh, thank like Dennis Murphy.
No, we don't want that.
And if
but
you go for that double note thing, there's always a chance it's going to come out Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
And a free and the home.
But I'm more nervous about the combination because I didn't know that I was
throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, how did that get worked in there? I guess they said that's included.
They thought it would be an honor.
A nice touch.
Because I haven't had a chance to practice that, and I might practice that tomorrow too. I got baseballs at home, so
don't worry about that, Tiger.
You know, you said do it from the mound, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be a pussy and stand in front of the mound.
Well, I'll do it from wherever they tell me to do.
I even saw Bush did it from the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if George W.
I could
did
throw
it,
a baseball.
George how Bush many, doesn't care about black people.
How many
brother,
feet
what
is
can
it?
I do
wanna,
to help you?
You want to sing like yourself and throw like
it's
Robert Merrill.
400 feet, Rob.
No,
it's 400 feet from home plate to the pitcher's mound.
It looks smaller on television.
And Mike, don't forget, stand on the rubber.
I just don't know what to
and
wear.
By that, of course, I mean, Buzz, the
oh,
condoms.
I thought, yeah, because he can't help it.
Don't forget to stand on the rubber.
Sure. And I'm getting, I just don't know whether to go with the regular tux or the pale blue tux. What?
Usually this is obviously really breaking news. Okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Long time no talk.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to be there to support you.
All right.
Presents?
Are you bringing the presents?
I bring my...
Didn't you hear Rob's request that the only way you could come?
Is what?
We all agree.
Rob, why don't you step up to the microphone and tell Dennis...
Hi, Dennis. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Great. It's just been so long since we've seen you. I thought it might be a nice gesture if you brought our Christmas presents to the game. Wrapped.
Well, how about a Glock and Walker studio next week?
Not so much.
How about you tell us where the frig you've been?
Well, I've been doing stuff and...
How's your gas station?
That was sold.
Yeah, now, hey, John.
Norman.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm talking to John Norman. When did we start getting emails from people saying that Dennis was buying a gas station or a restaurant?
That had to, well, I think the gas station email started in January, and then I'd say the restaurant stuff started, what, like April or May?
Norman.
Dennis, are you a restaurateur?
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
Ah.
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
So you just have a hand in it.
Yeah.
So
what have you been up to, Murphy?
I've been, running. Well, I'm not running. I've been helping my brother-in-law, and I've been helping at the restaurant, and I've been looking to get into another business.
At the restaurant, front of the house or back of the house?
I do the accounting for them.
Do the accouning?
Yeah.
Oh, they were shorthanded?
Hey, now come on!
I've been shorthand for 47 years.
When Buzz jumps in, you know that you're doomed. Mm-hmm. You're doomed, Dennis. You realize that your spot on the totem pole,
way down.
My God, damn! Let me just look at
Dennis. You used to call the show like every day.
Let me just look at some of the people who are ahead of you. Well, of course, your nemesis Tom is ahead of you. Bob Mailman is way ahead of you.
Well,
God, we love Robert. Cheryl the Big Dyke is ahead of you. Homosexual Joseph is ahead of you.
Yep.
But I bet Dennis would give his eye teeth to be back in the thick of it.
Oh, that was that. I'm off in the middle tooth a couple months ago.
Dennis,
you what?
He lost a middle tooth.
Oh,
Dennis, I don't want to hear about your teeth, about your bad dog-like teeth. We offered to give you new teeth, and we found a dentist who gave Robert the Mailman new teeth, and they were teeth that you passed on,
you blew
friend.
It.
Yeah. I did not pass on it. I was scared, but I'm glad Robert got his new set of choppers.
Hold on. You've got half a tongue, dog's teeth, and you're missing a hand. That's not a put down. That's a fact. Hold on a second. Let me just restate that.
Okay.
You have half a tongue, dog's teeth, and you are missing a hand.
Dog's teeth.
You were afraid of going to see a licensed dentist who is going to give you free medical assistance, free, regular, non-wolfen-like teeth?
Well, how are the teeth now?
Well, the teeth are doing well, except for the lost tooth.
Yeah. Which tooth? Describe exactly which tooth we're talking. You said middle. That kind of confuses.
The bottom middle.
Yeah, so do you have like a big homeless gap down in the lower?
I have a congregation lifestyle.
How did the tooth come dislodged? Were you eating a Twinkie?
Did it just work itself out?
Actually, I was eating a sandwich, and that's not enough. Uh-oh.
Well, thank God you didn't lose one of the good teeth.
Oh, God.
Dentistry the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dennis, what can I say?
All right, Dennis, you can come.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah. We had floated the invitation out there.
Mike, you will do well, because I did well. Don't worry about it.
Think about your performance when I'm performing.
It's too bad we've already submitted the will call list. You're going to have to buy a ticket.
Rob, could you
I'll try, but I stop by Will Call and bring ID.
Okay, I'll do that, Rob.
Okay, goodbye now, Dennis.
Gone?
Yes, Dennis, is there any chance you give Tom Gavin a ride?
Yeah, you know what? You could be a pal.
Because Tom can't go. He doesn't have the money for a cab.
He really needs a lift.
I know, but remember, I spent 7 hours with him a couple months ago.
Well, no, but he really needs a ride, and this is just, you know, once you get to the game, you don't even have to sit with him.
Speaking for myself, I would feel no need for you to buy me any type of gift.
I'm right in that camp. I will. You don't have to bring gifts ever if you give Tom a ride to the game.
You owe us so many years of Christmas presents. But let's just forget that and wipe that slate clean.
And I don't even know because the bridges seem to have been burned between you and Tom.
Now, Tom may not even accept the ride from Dennis.
That's what I was going to say. You never know. I mean, you think he'll take the ride?
Sure.
Dennis, would you be willing?
A couple hours with Tom, what the heck?
And what
gotta,
the heck?
And you got to take him home, too.
Yeah, you have to take him home.
You can't believe him.
No
there.
Kidding.
Yeah, come I mean, on. It's yeah, it'll no be kidding. Fun. You'll enjoy. Hey, you guys will enjoy the ride.
You two are like David Spade and late Chris Farley.
We'll have to wait on Tom and find out if Tom is going to accept the ride from you.
Well, okay, but if Tom is alive, I will go by and pick him up.
That's a
very good, Dennis.
That's the best
Dennis.
Present of all.
Oh, there yeah, thanks a lot.
you've made Tom very happy.
Touch a hand, make a friend. Dennis, we'll see you tomorrow night out at the stadium.
By the way, I do need a hand. If someone has a hand, extra hand, I'll take it.
What do you mean? You need a prosthetic?
A hand transplant.
A hand up, not a hell of a hand out.
Are you viable for a hand transplant?
I think I can, but the only thing with a hand transplant...
It means maybe you have to, like, go to a doctor and find out about...
Don't you remember when there was that guy in the news? Excuse me, but Buzz had a story in the news about a guy that had hand replacement. We thought of Dennis at that time.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Buzz.
Yes?
Did you get the story last weekend? Someone went into a meat store and went behind the counter and cut his hand off with a meat cleaver?
I did. I saw that story.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, serious question. Are you able to get a hand? Could they transplant a working hand onto yours?
On
your stump?
But the thing is, I'm going to have to take medicine for the rest of my life.
Would you accept
anti-rejection
medicine? And Dennis, come on. So you mean to tell me that the thought of just taking medicine is the thing that's keeping you from getting a hand?
That's worse than not having the hand?
Well, you know what? If it could be done, why not?
Would you accept a transplant of a left hand onto your right arm?
Because I'm losing feeling.
How about a foot?
Would you take
a foot?
Hmm?
Have you seen a doctor about it?
If they could put a foot instead of a hand at the end of your arm, would you take it?
No. I'm not going to be
good for you.
That's silly.
I'm on already.
What if Rob had a great question? What if it was the hand for the other hand?
Left hand on your right
a
arm.
A left hand on your right stump.
Come on. I need both hands.
What if it was a woman's hand?
Why not?
A woman's hand. That would be fun.
That's interesting.
Would you take a black man's hand?
Oh, we found his line in the sand.
A black man's hand? What the hell? Why not?
What about a Chinaman's hand?
A Chinaman? That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Not as black as a black man's hand.
American Indian?
Okay, Buzz.
Okay, Buzz.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz.
Sorry, Dennis.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what,
Dennis, why don't you just please be a pal, contact Tom, work it out, and we'll see you cats, the Odd Couple, tomorrow night at the baseball game.
Yeah, the Odd Couple. Thanks a lot.
Between the two of them, they're going to get a great parking spot.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a good parking spot anyway.
I know you do.
Dennis doesn't even need the tag.
Right.
All Dennis has to do is just roll down his window.
I tell you, if you roll up and it's Tom Gavin and you in the car, you guys can drive on the sidewalk.
You know, remember when they used to bring the pitchers out in a little golf cart?
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what they would get.
In the shape of a baseball? That would be the perfect one, wouldn't it?
A golf cart. That would be nice.
We look forward to a spell. A night. All right, come out.
Yeah. I forgot how much you love just being on the radio, how hard it is to just say goodbye to you.
Okay, goodbye, Gon, and goodbye. good landline.
Yes. Okay, discipline now.
And,
hang up.
Bugs,
yes, Dennis.
Hang up, please.
Congratulations.
Come on.
Thank you. Bye, Dennis.
Hang up.
There he goes. He's gone.
Super Murph.
Yes.
There he goes.
Don, we have a show business bulletin.
Oh, hold on a second. Wow.
Yes. Breaking news indeed.
Happy or sad, Buzz?
I think you'll enjoy it. It's probably sad, but I think you'll enjoy it anyway.
Is it a celebrity passing?
No, the celebrity has survived.
Who is it?
Oscar-winning actor and director Mel Gibson has been arrested for driving under the influence in Malibu, California.
When news breaks out,
the passion of the drunk.
Break in. I'm Donnie Rather. When news breaks out, we break in.
Wow.
Police say he was driving at an excessively fast speed when they pulled him over.
Well, he's a brave heart.
Yes.
A little early to drink, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, really, out there? When did they pop him?
I don't have a time.
Probably last
the arrest.
Night. I would assume it was probably last night.
It says today,
night.
So maybe after midnight.
They pulled him over.
Morning.
They pulled him over, and the cop said, "Jesus Christ." And he said, "Exactly. Exactly. Exactly."
Wow.
Word of that was just released.
Wow.
I wonder how his buddy Ron Howard will feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know why else, sir, when he was driving, he was ignoring all of the signs. I know that was an obscure one.
They'll crucify him for this.
Yours was better.
He got mad at the cop. Yeah. Oh, Max.
He was sitting there. I'm surprised you could pay attention with that dog in the car. I still, you know, it still goes back to Mad Max, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's the Mel Gibson I love.
Best scene in Mad Max, when the guy tries to catch the boomerang and it cuts all of his fingers off.
Right. Yeah. But it's a reminder to all our listeners, if you drink and drive, just remember that car is a lethal weapon.
Gosh, I hope that his career isn't held for ransom.
Now we're finding. There's so many more. So many more. Wow, man.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
You know, go ahead.
Even though, see, this is not a Jap attack. We're really playing. Can I tell you something? Sometimes I complain about the fact that I don't know, but I do know this. I know what women want. That's the one we could read Helen Hunt's mind.
Right.
It's a good thing that he didn't get in a wreck, because he could have turned into a man without a fight.
I wanted that one.
You know, it's no fair that you play. It's no fair that you play. If it's
I wanted
just
that
me
one.
And Mike.
Damn.
But it's a victory for me. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm forever young.
Oh, wow.
That's the one where he was the guy like from the 1940s who came back in time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're king of the Mel Gibson movies. You win. Congratulations.
Long may you
I'm conceding early. I'm out. I can't think of anything.
And what's that one that's in like blue and white, not black and white, blue? Is it Payback? Payback?
Might be.
Like where he's a mobster, he goes after some guy in Chicago. Payback?
Right.
Boy, am I gay for Mel Gibson movies, I guess.
And now he's in trouble. Our boy's in trouble.
Well, he's a celebrity. What the hell? He'll get right out of it.
Yep.
Who cares?
Like a bird on a wire.
Who cares? He will. He'll meet someone in rehab, and the next thing you know, he'll have a great idea for his next great motion picture.
Well, you know what, that
the
Catholic
genius
church
of Mel Gibson.
That Catholic church he goes to, you know, he hits the wine because, you know, he's a drinker.
Genius of all of our celebrities. Thank God Jamie Foxx is okay. That's all I can say.
Yes. And Jamie Farr.
And Jamie Farr. Absolutely. You know what? We never so Mike's thing is tomorrow night.
Right. I'd like to see a big crowd. It will make me very happy if you come out and support us.
You'll Mike, I'm sure they'll have a sellout tomorrow night. We'll have a complete replay on Monday's episode of Mike singing, throwing out the first ball. Lots of tape of us hanging out in the stands, getting drunk. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, Tom. Dennis.
Special parking.
Bob. Cheryl. Joseph.
RJ.
Uh-huh. RJ?
RJ's coming.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Oh, your butler? Wow.
The entire extended family.
It's official now. I'm wrapping my children in saran wrap.
The land of misfits.
We'll be there.
The land of misfit toys, for God's sakes.
You can see our box. It'll look like a carnival.
When we come back, we'll find out why Buzz is in such a funk. And also, we'll have episode number 2 coming up.
Yay.
Of the brand new radio soap opera, Meet the Fartleys.
Fantastic.
Meet the Fartleys. So everybody get your thespian stuff together, and we'll be
This is the Don and Mike Show.